Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Incredible stories from a huge snowstorm, a storm that's not over yet, and also the latest allegations against Bill Cosby. Let's get started. As many as 6 feet of snow have already fallen in and around Buffalo, New York, and another 2 to 3 feet are on the way. Hard to imagine, let alone believe it when you see it. Take a look. I reporter James Grimaldi took a drone, sent it up over his street in West Seneca, just a few miles outside of Buffalo. This is what 6 feet of snow looks like with more snow coming down. As you can see, it's basically a wall running block after block with cars underneath, street signs barely poking out, and in plenty of neighborhoods, a lot of houses with people trapped inside. Families are still trapped as we speak, and we're going to talk to one woman in a moment who may be trapped with 9 others and a few dogs as well, all the way until the weekend. That's when rescuers may be able to come. A basketball team was stuck on a bus for 25 hours. We'll talk to some of them. A baby was born at a firehouse. Her dad joins us tonight. And as we said, 7 people have died in this storm. And again, there is more snow coming. Much, much more. We're going to get the details from Chad Myers in a moment and bring you some remarkable stories from people who are caught in a lot of different ways in the middle of all of this. Martin Savage is outside right now in the middle of it all. Martin, you've had a reprieve from the snow for most of the day. How's it right now?
It's starting to turn again, Anderson. Good evening to you. Yeah, the wind's beginning to pick up. That's always the concern when you're talking about lake effect snow, and it is starting to blow once more, and that means the snow machine's going to turn on, and that's why you get these incredible depths like what you see behind us here. This is the South Buffalo area. They've been struggling all day long. They've made some progress, primarily on the main thoroughfares, but as you point out, as that drone video showed, and we found in the South Buffalo suburbs, the side streets, the homes, it has changed the landscape. It is so deep, of course, now it's above the car. So when the plows started to go into neighborhoods, they began realizing they don't even know where the streets necessarily are or the automobiles are. They had to back out, bring in this heavy earth-moving equipment, essentially, and they're going through this process of digging out. Think of it like a mudslide, only in this case it's a snow slide. Heavy snow got to be lifted, put in trucks, and hauled literally out of the community. There is no room for it here, Anderson.
And that looks like just a wall of snow behind you. What is that covering?
Well, I mean, you know, this is part of an intersection here, so it's on the corner, and of course part of it is because the fact that they've been dumping snow, or at least trying to clear initially, but they soon realize there's no more room here. So these are going to be hazards that are going to exist for some time, and it's a problem for traffic, but most of all, it's a problem for emergency crews. And again, this is the main thoroughfare. This is a fire station. People's roads in front of their homes, their driveways, they can't get out. We saw them today. They struggled. They used everything they had, and they realized there is just no point. They gave up and went back inside. Most cars still trapped where they were.
And I know you went to some of the hardest-hit neighborhoods today. What did you see?
Well, I mean, the good thing is that people are really helping one another. We saw a lot of that spirit all the time. They're out there. They're digging. There's like gangs of people going around with shovels on their shoulders, sort of responding to help out whenever somebody needs something. But the truth is, I mean, it is just a massive amount of snow. You can't really wrap your head around it. And to think that more is on the way, it's going to take a thaw, really, more than it's going to take a shovel to get you out of this one.
Martin Savage, appreciate it. Try to get warm.